Good morning. Welcome to Eungnak Church of LA with Bible Time. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with Eungnak families. My name is Jessica Wan and I'm serving our Eungnak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us an opportunity to read your Word and meet you once again. We come before you. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. Lord, Holy Spirit, please come into my heart at this time so that we may be able to listen to your words, remember your words, and obey your words. Please come and touch us, heal us, and reconnect us as we share the book of 1 Corinthians at this time. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up the book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 3. I am reading from the HCSB version. Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3 is on page 1161 in my Bible. So let's read together. Brothers, I was not able to speak to you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh. As babies in Christ, I give you milk to drink, not solid food, because you are not yet ready for it. In fact, you are still not ready, because you are still fleshly. For since there is envy and strife among you, are you not fleshly and living like unbelievers? For whenever someone says, I'm with Paul, and another, I'm with Apollos. Are you not unspiritual people? What then is Apollos? And what is Paul? They are servants through whom you believed, and each has the role the Lord has given. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So then, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. Now, the one planting and the one watering are one in purpose, and each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building. According to God's grace that was given to me, I have laid a foundation as a skilled master builder, and another builds on it. But each one must be careful how he builds on it, for no one can lay any other foundation than what has been laid down. That foundation is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on that foundation with gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, each one's work will become obvious, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire. The fire will test the quality of each one's work. If anyone's work that he has built survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, it will be lost, but he will be saved. Yet it will be like an escape through fire. Don't you yourselves know that you are God's sanctuary and that the Spirit of God lives in you? If anyone destroys God's sanctuary, God will destroy him. For God's sanctuary is holy, and that is what you are. No one should deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks he is wise in this age, he must become foolish so that he can become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Since it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that The reasonings of the wise are meaningless. So no one should boast in human leaders, for everything is yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, everything is yours. And you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. Amen. Good morning, children. Today we are learning from the book of 1 Corinthians. Do you know who wrote the book of 1 Corinthians? Paul wrote this letter to the church at Corinth, a church he started about 18 years after the death of Jesus. Paul most likely wrote this letter to the Corinthians during his stay at Ephesus. Paul had received the word of troubles within the church at Corinth. He wrote this letter to remind the believers that they belong to God and that their lives should show it. The book of 1 Corinthians shows us that problems can pop up in any church because the church is made up of sinful people. But Paul's words also show that the answer to any church problem is for its people to live their lives centered around Jesus. The city of Corinth was known for its wickedness, so what better place to start a church? Paul started the Corinthian church and stayed there for about 18 months before traveling to Kip, preaching the good news of Jesus. 6 years later, Paul received word that the church was struggling. Sin had invaded. Its members were arguing and suing each other, and there were questions about the faith. Paul wrote this letter to help the church solve its problems. In the letter, Paul answered the questions about the Lord's Supper, the resurrection, spiritual gifts, and other points of faith. But his main message was that all believers belong to Jesus, and that ownership should affect not only the way they worshiped, but also the way they live their lives. Paul's words ring just as true today as believers. We should live so that others know we belong to Jesus. Amen. Today we read 1 Corinthians chapter 3. This chapter starts with a title, The Problem of Immaturity. Here Paul scolds the Christians in Corinth. Paul says that the Corinthian Christians are immature. The evidence of immaturity is envy and strife. One of the problems was there was division. Some people claimed to be with Paul and some with Apollo. Paul said that it is unspiritual to divide and claim to be part of a group. We should know that Paul and Apollo are both God's servants, and they have different roles to play. All the glory goes to God, who uses what we do and grows. We should respect our co-workers and focus on building together on Jesus Christ. We should not boast about what we do, but we will be recognized by the test of fire. So let's not think about the praise that we get for our work. As we do our ministry, we should remember that we are God's sanctuary and the Holy Spirit lives in us. We should also respect other Christians, for they are God's temple and the Holy Spirit lives in them too. Lastly, this chapter discusses wisdom. Worldly wisdom is foolish and meaningless. We make division, we root for a group or team. But God says it is in vain. The Corinthian Christians rooted for Apollo, and some rooted for Paul. There must be a reason for rooting. But verse 21 says that no one should boast in human leaders. Do not trust in person. We should trust in God. We want to be in God. Jesus is the only way to God. We believe in Jesus, so we are in God. Our fellow Christian family members believe in Jesus, so we are one family. We all should strive to be more like Jesus, who surpasses life or death or things present or things to come. We can only find the wisdom that covers life and death in Jesus. We can only find the present and future in the Spirit of God. I'm so glad that God has called me to be His child. I'm so thankful that Jesus died and raised from the dead to save me. And I'm so excited to live with the Holy Spirit, who helps me to remember God's love and provides the wisdom to live for God and people. Let's pray, everyone. Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us that we were saved by the blood of Jesus. We're so glad that you teach us to grow every day, to love you and follow you. Lord, please help us to mature and love our church and our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us build each other up and expand your kingdom. Thank you for always loving us and taking care of us. Lord, help us to share your truth and love to our family and friends. Lord, please help our Yongnak kids to have a revival and bring lots of souls to you. We love you and we thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.